Turn to Genesis chapter number 12. Genesis chapter number 12, verse number 1. Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Amen. I won't preach this morning, if God be our help, just a little while, on a chosen people. A chosen people. As we look at this and we can see this, and we've talked to you on this topic before, and as we look at this, we see a man named Abram. And God's called him out of the land of Ur of the Chaldees, and he's sent him on a mission. He sent him on a mission to be a child of God. Amen. There's not a more important mission that you could have anywhere in this world than to be a child of God, a child of the King. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see as he steps out in faith, as he's chosen out. Now God was dealing before, praise God, in a general way. But now he begins to deal with an individual people, praise the Lord. Now that don't stop there. It doesn't stop with Abram. I praise God he was dealing with them as a Jew, as his chosen people. But today he's dealing with me and you. Amen. Praise God. As his chosen people. Praise the Lord. We are a people chosen of God. We're not taking the place of the Jew. They're still God's chosen people. But he's engrafted us in. Praise God to be partakers in the goodness of God. I want to say God's good today. Amen. Contrary to everything that's happening around us, praise God, God is still good. I still love him. I praise God with all my heart. I thank him and praise him for his goodness, his mercy, his love to us. Amen. But praise God, I thank God for the Jew, don't you? Amen. Our Christianity we have in this country is from our Judeo-Christian heritage that we have is because of the Jew. It's because God spoke to them, and God speaks to you and me. Amen. Praise God. So you might say it was the Jew, then me and you. Praise the Lord. God began to deal with their heart. Amen. Praise God. But Judaism doesn't depend on Christianity to explain it. Even to explain the existence that it has. Praise God. But Christianity, we count on Judaism to explain our existence. Because without Judaism, we wouldn't exist. So when people come down on Jew, when anti-Semitism rises up in the world, and it is, it breaks my heart. Amen. Praise God. It shouldn't be in the life of a Christian, praise the Lord. Because God tells us here pretty specifically that he'll bless those that'll bless Israel, and he'll curse those that'll curse Israel. Amen. Those curses can go pretty deep. That word curses means to deal with heavy blows. We see history as it's just prevailed itself in different times and different nations that would rise up against God's people and pray God would use them and abuse them. Pray God would come down with wrath. And you can see now, even in the day and hour we live, that all these nations that came against Israel. If you look in the Bible time, you look in the time and all these peoples that's come against the nation of Israel, they are in the boneyard of history. Hello? All these nations are in the boneyard of history that's abused and used the nation of Israel. Amen. We need to be explicitly speaking on that and letting people know, praise God, that we need to be back in the little nation of Israel. Because, praise God, without that flag, we wouldn't have that flag. Amen. Praise God, that's just the way it is. And we can see peoples and nations that rose up against that little nation. I'm talking about, hey, when you rise up against them, you don't rise up against a people, you rise up against a God. Amen. The God of that people. Let me just give you an example. You remember the nation of Germany? They had a crazy fella rose up by the name of Adolf Hitler. And he indoctrinated the people. The first thing he did for a few years, he took away their Bibles. And he indoctrinated them. And you know, it was baptized, supposedly baptized Christians that rose up and said, we've got to exterminate the Jew. Hello? Come on. Stay with me. It was those that had their sprinkling, had their little water baptisms, and they rose up and said, we got to exterminate the Jew. We got to get rid of them. And it turned out that they exterminated, killed over 6 million Jews. Hello? Amen. They killed over 6 million Jews. But it cost them. There's a cost, praise God, to going against God. There's a price that you have to pay when you go against God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It cost them 5.3 million soldiers during World War II. 5.3 million of their men went off to war and never came home alive. Amen. Because they rose up against the Jew. They rose up against God Almighty Himself. But God wasn't through. Even after World War II, the Russians decided, praise God, how Germany, now that Germany was weak and they was frail and they were beaten and trod down, that they would go in and they would invade. And when they got there, all that was left, the men were all dead. All that was left was women and children. And they marched in. They raped the women. They took them captive. They forced them into forced labor till a whole lot, thousands and thousands more died. Amen. But God still wasn't finished. Amen. He still wasn't. In the present day and hour we live in, there's been an invasion into the countries. Amen. Of Muslims marching in, praise God, in mass, coming into this place, what they call in migration. I call it what we got at our southern border and our northern border. It's an invasion. Amen. When you come into a country without the proper authorization, proper paperwork, praise God, it is an invasion. Amen. They're not coming here to assimilate. They weren't coming there to assimilate and become part of us, praise God. They've come to take over. Amen. Hello. You say, well, preacher, I don't like you. That's all right. Praise God. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. Praise God, it's about time somebody tell us the truth. Amen. God Almighty, praise God, He got this thing set down. He put her down, pinned her down the way He wanted. He said, we gotta retain those ancient borders, praise God, those ancient landmarks. And if we let them slide, if we pull them back, if we do away with them, praise God, everything in the world will come in. Hello. Infiltration. That's what happened. They come in. What they did, they begin to disrupt, they begin to have social disruptions. Amen. Social disruptions. They begin to have genocidal attacks. Amen. Praise God. Jihadist, if you will. Jihadist attacks on their people. Hello? You say, well, Pastor Jeff, we haven't had that, and we haven't had it yet. It ain't that they ain't tried. It's that they won't try. But they will. Amen. We have a immigrant great rape epidemics because they have, hey, them coming in here have no respect for women. Amen. In their eyes, a woman is just like a piece of trash, a piece of a dog or a cat or any other animal that can be used and abused. Hello, I'm telling you the truth this morning. Praise God, on the Lord God's Word, we need to be vigilant. We need to be paying attention because there's a chosen people that God's got, and it's time that we wake up and we see what's going on right before our faces. Amen. All this stuff leads up to a health crisis. Hello? Amen. Praise God. There's already few and far between the doctors and the hospitals. Praise God. They're piling in and there's no room for us. Praise God. They're pushing us off. They're pushing our elderly folks off. They're pushing our senior citizens off. They're pushing our families back so that they can bring in and give to these others. Hello. Now, I'm all for helping, praise God, all that you can. Amen. But there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. We need some help, praise God, from God Almighty. Amen. What they need is the Word of God. They need the truth and the help of the Lord, first and foremost. Praise God. But we see it because God, we see it in Germany because God said, I'm not through yet. So I'm going to come down upon, praise God. Not only you see the social unrest, you see the health crisis, but you see a rise in crime. Hello? Amen? Now they're saying that all these gangs are coming in, and now there's going to be rival gangs. There's going to be gang wars. And guess who's going to be caught up in the middle of that? We need God, young'uns. We need God to intervene. We need somebody. Praise God, praying on their knees and interceding for America, for your family and my family, the peace and the help and the hope and the prosperity of God. Somebody that's willing to go with God. Somebody that's willing to listen to the Lord. He said, even in the day and hour that we live, that Germans, the German people are going out and they're buying firearms like they never have before. For self-preservation. Hello? Because they rose up against the nation of Israel, rose up God's people. And God won't put up with it. Amen? Our own government's rising up against us now. I hate you. I hope you know that. And your Christian faith, what you believe in Lord Jesus Christ, they don't like it. We had one of the candidates even yesterday. And I won't identify her. But some people in the audience rode up and just said, Jesus Christ is Lord. You know what she said? She said, you're at the wrong rally. Said, you need to be at the little rally down the road. Amen. God help America, children. We better open our eyes and see what God Almighty wants to do for us and go with God. Praise the Lord. That God manifest Himself to us. Because the curse continues. The things that they're dealing with in those places. But let me just tell you something, a fact. The state of Israel, she still lives and prospers. Amen. She still lives and prospers because God's promise will not fail. Amen. He will get glory. Praise God. So we see in this, in what we read and you're here this morning, amen, in God chooses people, we see the call. Amen. He said, now the Lord had said to unto Abram. See, Abram got sidetracked. See, I think that's what's happening in America today. Praise God, the devil's trying to sidetrack us. Amen. But praise God, we can't be sidetracked. We need to be focused like a laser beam on Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, applying it to our lives, our life, so that our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our community can see Christ in us, the blessed hope of glory. So we can shout it out together while everything's transpiring around us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But said he had said, what happened? See, they started out, and Abram's father, Terah, he was leading them. He was leading the family, but he got over there a little ways, praise God, and he got sidetracked. He ended up in Haran. Hello? You say, well, preacher, it was just a little bit. It was just about exactly 60 miles out of the way. Amen. But if you're 60 miles out of the way, praise God, if you're 6 inches out of the way of God, praise God, it's too far. Amen. Amen. So God had spoke to him. He had said to Abraham, he said, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land I will show thee. So he had spoke to him. He had called him. He had sent him. But they got sidetracked. I think a whole lot of our people today have got sidetracked. Amen. Amen. We need to be focused again. We need to be looking for a glorious city whose builder and maker, the city that Abram was. You know, Abraham that never does tell us, praise God, where he built him a house and a palace and he built an altar. Amen. He built an altar, a place of worship. That was his pride and joy. Amen. So we see the calling, praise God. He got sidetracked. And after Terah died, amen, took the death of his father before Terah. When Terah died, he said then he got his focus back. And then he left that place that was 60 miles, praise, off the right path. Because God had said unto Abram, amen. Hey, if God said it, praise God, if he said it somewhere, praise God, it's still the same word today. Ain't it amazing that God's word doesn't change? What God wants for us, what God expects of us, it never changes. He just wants us to love Him and look for His appearing. Amen. Praise God. It don't ever change. So we see that calling, God's call. And then we see God's promise to Israel. Verse number 2. He said, I will make of thee a great nation. Amen? Those that have been dispersed, those that's been scattered all over the world, God began to draw them together. People begin to come, ones and twos and tens and twenties and hundreds and thousands. Amen. God began to call them. He said, I'll make a great nation of thee, and I will bless thee. Amen. Because I'll make a nation, great nation, said, I'll bless you. Praise God, what a blessing. When God begins to bless the nation, I would to God that we would look for God's blessing on our nation. We need God's blessing on our nation. We need God's blessing on our hearts, our homes, our families, our loved ones. We need the blessings of God. Praise God. He said, I will bless thee, and I'll make thy name great, and thou shalt be, what? A blessing. If the United States and the nations of the world would have come together and backed the nation of Israel, and God's hand pouring out like He does already, but God could have manifest Himself through that little group of people, that little body, praise God. There's no telling how the world would be different today. They've already, they're the ones that come up with penicillin and all these, a lot of these other drugs, and are coming up with other, even in turmoil, even in chaos. They said they have a drug now that they think will possibly cure all cancers. Amen. They've got a drug now that they think can stop dementia and Alzheimer's. Amen. Can reverse it even. But what could they have done if we'd all backed them and prayed for them and lifted them up to God Almighty so that God could bless them and they could be a blessing? Amen. See, we see this. Young, this is nothing new. This is our Christian faith. God wants to bless us and help us and draw us and give us guidance, praise God, so that we can be a blessing as well. A chosen people unto God. Amen? So we can be that God's blessing. So God promised to Israel, praise God, that He'll make them a mighty nation, praise God, and He'll make them to be a blessing to the whole world. All those nations, praise God, that'll come in here, all those nations that'll bless them will be blessed. Amen. And not only that, look at verse number 3. He said, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Amen. He said, if you become a blessing and people recognize who you are, and praise God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, praise God, He's still the God of glory. He said, if folks would recognize it, amen. I want to say He hasn't changed. He's still the God of Abraham, Isaac, praise God, and Moses. He's still the God of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Still on the throne. Still doing what He does best. So we see Abram, he makes these promises to him. And the Bible says, Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So we see this. Can you see it? So he goes, he gets sidetracked by his father, Terah. And he goes to Haran. And he hangs out there for a while. And then Terah dies. And at the death of his father, then Abraham takes off on his journey. He remembers what God said to him. Amen. Praise God. How the promises that God had made. Sometimes I think we forget the promises that God made us. I think that's why we have to stay in the book. We have to look in the book, praise God, because that's where we find the promises and the truth of God. It's important. Even in times like this, it's even more important to just stay in the book. So we see Abram as he steps out on faith. Amen. And we see God's call fulfilled in his life. Why? Because he separated himself. Amen? He done what God called him to do in the beginning. To separate himself. Praise God. He separated himself from country. The Ur of the Chaldees. Amen? Praise God. He loaded up and left. And it was a country fully given unto idols and idol worship. Amen? It's even, history even tells us that his father was one of those that would make the idols. Hello? And said he departed out of that country, Ur of the Chaldees. He left it. He was fulfilling what God had told him to do. He was separating himself. See, that's what we got to do. We have to separate ourselves a little, and that's where sanctification comes in. Oh, I like it when sanctification works in your life. See, you get saved, you realize you're an old sinner needing of a Savior. And you ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Amen. And then you make Him the Lord of your life. You read and study and seek the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Deuteronomy 6. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, well, preacher, this is the... I thought we were living in the New Testament. That's Old Testament. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. God's Word doesn't change. Amen. It's the same yesterday and forever. Changeth not. So we see God, is He still making changes in our lives? He leaves out a year of the Chaldees, praise God, and He steps out on faith. He's listening to God. He leaves that place of idolatry. Amen. What happens in our life as Christians? We get saved, born again, trusting the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and we begin to listen to His Word. We begin to heed God's Word. We begin to pay attention to God's Word. Hello? You know what? A great fault with human beings is we tend to reject or ignore things that we know. Amen. We ignore it, or we reject it, or maybe we just rebel against it because it's maybe a little contrary to the way that our lifestyle is. That's another message for another day. Amen. Praise God. Our lifestyle ought to be about the Lord Jesus Christ, loving Him because He first loved us. Getting in as close as we can, getting ready for a great home going. Amen. A great home coming, praise God. But the Lord touches Abram's heart and he starts to fulfill that God told him to do in separating himself. He separates himself from Ur of the Chaldees. He separates himself from his father's house. Terah had done, took him out of the way, but praise God, he dies in Haran. 60 miles off course, and when he's dead, praise God, Abraham said, he remembers that call of God. Amen. And he says, young'uns, got to load up. We got to go. Amen. We ain't going to stay around here and mourn and weep over it. We've got to load up. We've got to go. We got to be about the Lord's business. So Abraham, he's left Ur of the Chaldees. He's left his father's house. Amen. The influence that it had. And then he's got to leave. The Bible says he has to leave his kindred. So he gets out there and those beautiful plains that's heading toward the Canaan. And he's got his nephew Lot. Amen. You know the story. And Lot's easily persuaded. Kind of like a lot of church folk today. We're easily persuaded. Hello? But we need to be rooted in there, grounded in there, and as a Tar Heel, praise God, unmovable in the things of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Forever settled in our hearts. But we see Lot, they get out there, and you know the story. It said their herdsmen are contentious with one another. Abram's the herdsman and Lot's herdsman. They had great flocks, praise God. God had blessed them in a magnificent way. And so Abraham goes to Lot and he says, listen, son, he said, this just ain't working. I'm paraphrasing. He said, this just ain't working for us. He said, we need to separate ourselves. You take yours and said, you go this direction or that direction. And whatever direction you go, said, I'll go the other direction. Amen. Let me just say something this morning. Sometimes we have to make a choice to go in a different direction. When the whole world, our families, our friends, our loved ones, praise, is wanting to go in a direction, praise, sometimes God will speak to your heart and He said, you just can't go there. I want you to go in a different direction. Amen. Praise God. We got to mind God. So the Bible said that Abraham separated himself, praise God, from his country, from his father's house, and from his kindred. Amen. And then only, now listen to me, it was after he separated himself the way God told him to that God began to bless him. God began to make him that he promised that he would. I wonder today the reason we ain't being blessed and we ain't receiving the blessings of God like God would like to pour out upon us. I mean, He wants us to get up under His power, the glory comes out, and just dump it out on us, but we're not getting it because we've never truly separated ourselves unto Him. Amen. Look at chapter 13. That's what we was reading about. Lot chose that well-watered plain. and the gates of the city of Sodom. Amen. Genesis 13, verses 12 and 13. But Abraham, amen, the Lord said unto Abraham, verse number 14, after that Lot was separated from him, he said, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It only happened when Abram had separated himself as God called him to separate himself. It was only then that God could begin to manifest himself. It was only then, now listen to me, that Abraham was able to receive the power of God that God had for him. The power of God that God had for him. The empowerment from the Lord. Amen. This thing rocks on it. It's not very long. Abraham's empowered from God Almighty because he separates it, because he does what God said to do. Hey, listen, if you're holding up, if you're balking on God, and God spoke to your heart, God's trying to get you closer, He wants you to get you closer, He wants to love on you more, praise God, you ought to want to let Him. Amen. Because He's got blessings to pour out upon you. He wants to love you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. We just got to want to let Him. Amen. Praise God. We're running out of time. This thing's about over. Amen. We need to get close as we can to God Almighty. But we see Abram empowered. Because of his separation, because he believed God. Amen. He's left country, he's left father, his father's house, he's left his kindred. He's empowered. And then the Bible tells us there's an invasion. As an invasion takes place, and these kings come together, and they've been paying tribute. Long story short, they've been paying tribute to Chesenaneber, whatever his name is. I can't hardly ever pronounce that. But he comes up against them. Well, they decided they tired of praying tribute. They had paid tribute to him for all these years. And now they said, you know what? We're tired of giving you our stuff and our substance, and we're just not going to do it. Of course, they the story. They were invaded and they were beat down, and Lot was taken captive with all of his belongings. Amen. But thank God for Uncle Abraham. Because of Uncle Abram, praise God, who believed God, and he put his house in order. Abram began to get word that they had been taken captive with all their stuff. Amen. But God had been preparing Abram for such a time as this. You know, He always does. It was amazing to me that during this storm and this hurricane, that God just kept sending in people that were well equipped to take care of those situations. The things that would arise, the trees, the roads, the power, the God Almighty just had prepared people, and He just begins to send them in. Volunteers coming in from all over the country to help out, praise God. Because God had already prepared them for what they needed to do. What they was to be about. But we see that Abraham takes his household. Abraham, Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, he said, and when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house. I like that. Well, I get to think about that, boy, it just bubbles up in my soul. See, there was something different about Abram's house. See, Abram's house was a special house. Abram's house was a place of praise. Abram's house was a place of talking to God, acknowledging God. It was a place where there was an altar, or where people would come. I pray God to God Almighty and worship Him and praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. So that God could bless them and help them. And Abram's house, praise God, was full of these people, praise God, that had grew up in his house and nursed in the things of God, had the power of God on them. The empowerment that Abram had was ministered to his servants, was ministered to those of his own household. Let me just tell you something, friend. You think your life can't make a difference in your house? You're wrong. Your life can definitely make a difference. Amen. When we separate ourselves to the Lord as one of His chosen people today. He said 318. and he pursued them unto Dan. See, they were prepared before for this conflict. Amen. Hey, listen, if there's ever been a time that we prepare for conflict, it's the day and hour that we live. And our conflict is with the devil and the demons of hell. And we need to be mindful, praise God, that there's a God of heaven. And if we'll listen to Him and we'll obey Him, He'll bless us and help us and He'll bring us through with a shout. Amen. You can forget the pout. You can pack it up. And even if you're born with a pout, you can still praise the Lord and give God glory. Amen? Praise God. I had somebody the other day tell me they was born with a pout. I said, praise God. It means you have to just work a little harder to smile. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he loads up. Amen. And he heads out after him. Praise God. He took his 318 against the armies that were there. And he goes all night and he travels and they make good time. And they overcome them. Praise God. And he splits them up into divisions. It's the first IDF, if you will, the Israeli Defense Force. Glory to God. It's the first battle. Praise God. It's the first war that Israel would be partaking in. And God said, hey, look, Abram, now that I've empowered you, now that I've supplied you, just go out and do business as unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. He whipped them from one spot to another. It was over a space of about 140 miles. Praise God. Abraham beat them down as he went, taking back the captives, taking back their belongings. Amen. Praise God. Listen, it's time to take back the captives of this world. Praise God. Been captive by the devil. Praise God. He's got them and sucking them off into the pit. But praise God, it's time to take them back in the power of an almighty God. Loving them, praise God, unto Jesus. Helping them realize that there is a God. And besides Him, there's no other. He's nothing like the God I serve today. He's nothing like the God I love today. And there's nothing like the God who loves me. Amen. He loves me. He loves you, praise the Lord. Amen. We ought to be shouting. That ought to be enough to bring you to your feet. Say, glory, hallelujah, Jesus loves me. Amen. Praise God, because He does. Bible says, oh, Abram beat him down. And he divided himself against the enemy. And he got back, he brought back, verse 16 said, he brought back all the goods. And he also brought again his brother Lot and his goods. And the women also, and the people. Amen. You know what that tells me? Oh, Lot got a second chance. Amen. Hello? Hey, Lot got a second chance. He looked at that well-worn plain. He looked at the gates of Sodom, but praise God, God gave him a second chance. Not only him, but all his stuff. He gave him everything back. He blessed him on purpose just because he could. Amen. But then you never hear nothing about Lot. Chapter 19, he's there at the gate of Sodom again. Doing business. Praise God. But not God's business. Amen. It cost him everything. Cost him his family. Cost him his children. His son-in-laws. Cost him everything. Because he chose that well-water plain. Amen. It always looks good on the other side. But praise God, I want to say it is good on the Lord's side. As a chosen people of God. Amen. Abram was empowered. He was separated, praise God. But I like what takes place next. Amen. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the Valley Shev, which is the king's dale. Amen. Melchizedek. Top of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that comes to meet him. Amen. It's a foreshadowing of the millennial, praise God, when the Lord Jesus Christ will appear. Hey, praise God. And Abraham recognizes it. And he brought forth the bread and the wine. Praise God, which was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him. And he said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. He always will. And said, so he gave him tithes of all. Why? Because he was the King of glory. And not only was the King of Sodom, but he was a King of glory. None other than the Lord, the top of the Lord Jesus Christ during the millennium. When he'll come to rule and reign, praise God. And then there's Lot. Amen. A Lot type of the tribulation saints that goes through the battles, that's goes through the trials and the temptations and things because of their disobedience to God. Because they're choosing a different route, a different way. Amen. But the Lord's return, praise God. When He comes to overthrow, He'll overthrow the enemy. One day He'll overthrow the beast and the false prophet. Amen. He'll rule and reign as the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Which is this type of Melchizedek. Amen. A type forever of our priest and our king. Praise God. Because of the chosen people, because God chose. Amen. We see Melchizedek, the king of Salem, and the king of glory. King, you see him offering up tithes of all that he has. And then we see the king of Sodom. Amen. After victory, king of Sodom, he said, Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. Amen. That's what the devil do. He wants to take the he wants to take the people. He said, I'll make you rich. I'll make you wealthy, but I won't take your people. I won't take your family. I won't take your children. I won't take your the people that you love and care for. He said, I want those. He said, you can keep the goods. I'll give you all kind of goodies, all kind of play toys, but I want the people. Somebody told me a while back, he said, you know what, I want for my children, my grandchildren, getting started in this thing. He said, I want to have a cabin. I want to have a boat. I want to have a place to go play. And that's all well and good. But I'll tell you what you better do. You better give them the Lord Jesus Christ, establish them on the truth of God.
Amen.
Amen. All those other stuff, praise God, those are non-essential things. It's things that we like. It's games that we play. But the important part is being chosen of God, being one of His people. Amen. Having our children, our young'uns, born again. Praise God and Lord Jesus Christ. He says that the battle we fight here is at the Valley of Sheva, which is the King's Dale or the King's Valley. There's going to be another battle that's going to be fought there in a few days. Amen. Praise God. It's in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. The Valley of Megiddo. The Valley of the Mountain is where it's going to take place. And it's when the world rises up against that little nation of Israel. The people of God. And they come against them. It's when God Almighty, praise God, steps out. Amen. Praise God. And said, I've had enough. And He comes, amen, with the sword of his mouth. He'll speak it, praise God, and it'll be done. Amen. It'll be done. That's what God says. He's the vulture, the carrion of the world are mass producing. Amen. Even as we speak, the vultures that usually have one or two little ones a year are having three and four, sometimes five, because they're getting ready for that great feast. On the bodies of those that's destroyed in the Valley of Decision. Amen. We're living in the Valley of Decision today. Whether we've received Lord Jesus Christ or whether we rebel and reject Him. Amen. The world has a great big appeal. I know. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus is so much better. Amen. Amen. Praise God, just try it. You'll like it. I guarantee you. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. We need Him like we've never needed Him before. We need to be a blessing. We need to be lifting up our voices. We need to be encouraging people. We need to be praying for the nation of Israel. God to help them and bless them that they can be a blessing to us. Amen. Praise God. As they see this thing, looking for the grand finale in just a little while. Amen. Praise God. But God's going to get victory. God wins. I've read the last book and last chapter. Brother Bill, God, amen. Jesus Christ is victorious. And all those that are His, that He'll bring with Him. Amen. Because wherever He is, that's where we'll be. Glory to God. I tell you what an amazing thing. The disciples walked with Him. They saw Him. They was, as Brother Charles teaches this morning, they saw Him in His magnificence. He was manifest to them. And they walked with Him. They talked with Him. They touched Him. Amen. Praise God. And He said He's going to allow us that privilege one day
to walk with Him, to talk with Him, to touch Him, to be there in His presence forever as one of God's chosen people. Amen. We just have to keep praying. We have to keep blessing. We have to keep praying for Israel, praying for our families, praying for our loved ones, praying for our communities, praying for our nation and our nation's leaders. Amen. We need godliness. We need godliness in our world today, in our country today, in our homes today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. I hope we said something to encourage your heart. God's still on the throne. He's still doing business. This is all real. This ain't make-believe, young'uns. This is the real thing. Amen. This is not a practice. This is real, what we're seeing taking place. Amen. To God be the glory in it all. Amen. Praise God.